there is going on in the world, so that's what we'll discuss here, among other things. The Helpful Mind of Jennifer Horn, with Ken Kessler and Doug Steffen, available to you right now on the Good Day program. Things that are happening right now. Well, I don't know if they're happening right now. People are talking about them right now. It doesn't mean that they're happening right now. For example, the governor of Illinois, Mr. Pat Quinn, signing a bill today that legalizes the use of marijuana.
Welcome to the club, Illinois.
Purposes in Illinois. Big ceremony at the University of Chicago. Everybody be puffing away. I don't know. Can you do that? If you're sick, I wonder if you have a medical marijuana card and you show up at this announcement today and you're puffing away, is that okay? Is that legal? They can't arrest you, right?
Right. Well, I don't know how it goes with the public stuff, but I know that you can get it. And here's a little clue.
Yeah.
These people that are sick that are getting their medical marijuana card suffer from headaches.
Really?
If you catch my drift.
Yeah.
Anxiety,
before,
you know.
Before or after. We have a big debate going on here in Framingham, my town. My hometown. There is a big retail area called Route 9, the Golden Mile. For many years, it was the most valuable piece of real estate in the country because of the amount of retail that there was on this strip. And the town is trying to carve out a section where medical marijuana can be sold. It can't be sold in the downtown area, only on Route 9. And I think a lot of towns are going through this. Is your community, if it's legal to sell marijuana in your state, do you have a specific area where these shops can be opened? Or are people selling it indiscriminately out of their home? Can you do that? I suppose you can.
Mm-hmm.
Wait, well, there are farms.
The medical marijuana stuff, at least in California, that's the only thing I can speak to. You can buy legally from a dispensary, and you find those dispensaries because they have a big green cross on the outside of them. And the reason I know this is because there's about 10 of them in my town, maybe more, and my town is very small.
Yes.
But there's a lot of them. And so during our last mayoral race, a lot of the candidates had to address the fact, fact of medical marijuana, and all of the candidates for mayor supported it. The one that was the most Republican of the candidates had a great idea, because what's happening is that some of the, you know, the middle to poor areas are getting a ton of these medical marijuana dispensaries, case in point, my area.
Uh-huh.
And then places like Bel Air are getting Zippo, you know, so people are going into North Hollywood, or they're going into all these places to get, you know, pot instead of getting it from their home area. So one of the candidates for mayor that I thought was great, Kevin James, said that each town has to have the same amount of
medical
marijuana.
Kevin James is running for mayor?
He did. He lost.
Oh, he's now gone back to acting?
No, not that Kevin James.
Oh.
Radio. He's a radio guy, Kevin
James. What station was he on? I don't remember.
KABC.
Oh, okay.
But I
don't know too much.
But anyway, so
nobody listens to KABC anymore.
He's like, look, I don't have any problem with the medical marijuana dispensers. I just want to have the same number in every town. And I thought that was a great idea, because then you're not putting the burden all on one area.
Uh-huh.
And I think in Framingham, that might be what you're getting at, is that they want to put it all in one section,
right,
which could make the property value in that area go down or, you know, who knows, maybe up, depending on the people in Framingham.
Not selling in my neighborhood, I'll tell you that. 888-302-3684. Where do you see marijuana being sold in your neighborhood? If medical marijuana is legal, why not just make marijuana legal, period, everywhere? Sell it, smoke it, drink it. Put it in your brownies.
See, that was my thing, is that we've had all these ballot measures in California about that. Right. And it's like, just put it into Rite Aid. Put it in the pharmacy. If you're going to do it, take away these stupid dispensaries. Just put it in a drugstore.
Yay!
Tax
right?
it.
Tax it.
Yes. Tax it. Okay. Commissioner Bud Selig is prepared to levy a lifetime suspension on A-Rod.
Yeah. And some other players. Not lifetime, but I heard...
Eight others.
Yeah.
Yep. The people who are speaking are not supposed to be speaking. That's the usual stuff. What do you think? Should he do it? 888-302-3684. And that's a good question maybe for Facebook and for Twitter.
Yeah, my dad's really upset about it, actually. Bud Selig's a jerk. And I said, really? I was very surprised that he took that standpoint.
Why? Because he's going to suspend Alex Rodriguez. It's done.
He thinks it's a double standard. He thinks that these other guys who are only getting 50 or 60 games, he doesn't, I guess they're, he's upset that
you're
going to give him a life suspension.
What's the argument for A-Rod getting a lifetime suspension versus the others?
The only thing I could find is that A-Rod tried to sabotage the investigation from Major League Baseball.
Huh. Kenny, you know any more about it than that?
No, I didn't. I didn't even know that much.
He used for 2 years, and then he tried during the investigation, I guess, to sabotage it. And I think that probably ticked off Major League Baseball, which is why they're heavy-handed on him.
Yeah. What does it do actually for you? I guess I'm trying to figure. I've seen what it's done to bodybuilders. And whether it does, I guess the controversy, why I would never want to do it, is because it affects or could affect your internal organs, liver, spleen, kidneys, that sort of thing.
And it alters your personality.
Well, also, it supposedly, although I've heard two different, and I'm going to try to do this delicately, I've heard two different versions of this.
How it shrinks up like a raisin?
It affects your sexuality. Some people say that with the, you know, because it's a muscle, it gets bigger, like the rest of your muscles, and other people say, no, it goes the other way, and I'm not sure that it makes a whole lot of difference.
That's a gift with purchase. They don't put that on the packaging, I don't think.
So... anyway, if you look at pictures of A-Rod through the years, kind of like we were talking last week, Mark McGuire and Sammy Soso.
If you look at Mark McGuire now, he's a coach for the Dodgers. Yeah. He is so much smaller than he used to be as a baseball player. I mean, it's incredible. He doesn't even look like the same
guy. But what are performance-enhancing drugs? What are they? Are they steroids? Are they other things? Who knows?
I think they're a type of, hormone.
Well, but a lot of people, we have, what, you're talking about human growth hormone?
Human growth hormone, right?
But a lot of people, we all have human growth hormone in our system. I can remember advertising a product that enhanced your ability to produce more of your own human growth hormone. That's not a drug, per se, is it? I mean, maybe I'm showing my ignorance because I don't know that much about this sort of thing.
I would, you know, who I would bring in for this, our expert biogenics guy, is probably Michael Fortier. I bet he knows the most about this.
All right, so Michael, what do you know about these various drugs or products?
Absolutely nothing.
Nothing?
No,
oh, so you haven't been following.
There's a whole list of them that you can't really pronounce.
Really?
And sometimes it's in like hair replacement products, and people don't know it. Sometimes, you know, it's taken innocently like that. Other times it's an injection.
Hmm.
Hair replacement products?
Yeah, there's some thing that's in Provia. These things you can sometimes get over the
counter. I just looked at my Provia.
You're not supposed to take it, and they wind up taking it, and then they get a positive test result.
So some are innocent, but obviously these are not.
Yeah.
All right, but is that what happens when, for example, some women bodybuilders take some of this stuff and they get hair on their chin? Is that from this sort of thing?
Oh, yeah. Because you're overwhelming your body with, like, male testosterone-ness-ish stuff.
Yeah. But what does it do to the rest of your body?
Exactly.
That's the question, I guess, right?
You've seen China.
Before and after. 888-302-3684. Speaking of your hair, why not get a plug in here for Provia? Thinning hair is a problem for a lot of you, and it's embarrassing for a lot of you. So I guess there are two ways of fixing the problem. Either using Provia, which is all natural, or taking some of this stuff we're just talking about. It'll put hair everywhere. Is that what it does? Puts hair everywhere.
Yes.
Uh-huh. Well, listen, maybe this is a safer choice for you. How about we do the Provia route, we go down that route, all natural.
You can use Provia and pass a drug test, so there you go.
Right, exactly. Phenomenal results, as a matter of fact, without any of the nasty side effects that Jennifer is talking about. Your product works so well. Somebody sent this out. It's not my product, I'm just telling you about it. I'm happy when you send me information, though, because it helps tremendously in understanding what really is going on. They'll tell me what to say, and I will say, you know, here's what they paid me. They told me to say this. And then when somebody sends me a note and says, hey, it works just like you said it would work, That's kind of cool. I like that. So if you've had thinning hair for a long time, do not worry anymore. Take action. Action, Jackson. Try Provia by dialing 800-525-8319 or go to TryProvia.com. TryProvia, TryProvia.com. Get a free month supply and a free upgrade to priority shipping. So you get it faster, you can get to work. If your hair is colored or treated, doesn't make any difference. The results are still guaranteed or your money back. Provia goes to work, cleans out the pores, allows the hair that's under the skin of your head to grow back out through those pores, because that's, if you understand how it works, the hair comes through the pores. Look at your arm. If you can't see your head, look at your arm. See those hairs there? They're all coming out through the holes in your skin called pores. And if they get plugged, you're always going to have hair on your arms. Men are. I don't know about women. But you're going to have this hair because it grows out through the pores in your skin. Same thing on your scalp, except if it's plugged up because you use all those creamy, horrible rinses and the shampoos. That'll plug you all up there. You need to clean that out so the hair will grow back again. And not only that, Provia has a thickening agent that makes your hair look thicker. So it's a cool thing all the way around. Order it right now. Call 800-525-8319. That's Provia, 800-525-8319.
Musicians, it's Guitar Center's birthday, and this weekend we're kicking off a month-long party. It's Guitar Center's 49th anniversary celebration. Now through Sunday, save big on gear throughout the store. Like exclusive Shure white microphones, $39. Yamaha Dreadnought Acoustics, 74% off list, $89. Score anniversary exclusives, bundles, and instant rebates on top brands like Fender, Gibson, Martin, Yamaha, Mackie, Presonus, Tama, Zildjian, and more. Plus, get special financing. Guitar Center's 49th anniversary celebration. Don't miss it.
Love hardwood flooring? Then you gotta get to Lumber Liquidators Hardwood Flooring Sale. Over 60 varieties of hardwood are on sale from just $169 a square foot. We've got hard-to-find exotic Sapele hardwood for just $2.96. You could pay twice as much for a comparable floor at other stores. Plus, get incredible deals on over 30 premium Bellawood pre-finished hardwood floors and special extended financing. Hurry, our hardwood flooring sale is going on now. Visit LumberLiquidators.com or get to your local store today.
Hey, what you doing?
I'm online looking at a satellite view of the neighborhood.
Huh, what's with all the dots?
Green means it's for sale, yellow means sold.
Gotcha. Hey, is that the house we looked at?
Yeah, I love it. Maybe we should talk to a realtor, make an offer?
Did that house just go from green to yellow?
Yeah, sold, right before our very eyes.
Buyers are in the market, but there's a shortage of homes for sale. If you've been thinking about selling, now may be the right time. Every market's different. Call a realtor today and visit realtor.com. Realtors are members of the National Association of Realtors.
Running, running, and running, running, and running.
Are you really going to drive store to store for back to school?
Let's get it started. Ha! Let's get it started.
Office Max has your list covered K to college with over 2,800 supplies in store. Right now, buy any backpack or messenger bag and get all but a penny back in Max Perks rewards. Office Max, the hot deals start here. Offer ends August 3rd. Available in store only. Limit 2, restrictions apply.
If you came to Sears, I'd show you a Kenmore Elite French door refrigerator with 33 cubic feet of storage capacity. No other fridge holds more. Isn't that right, Gargantua?
Gargantua loved big shiny boxes. Hold 50 pterodactyl wings. Gargantua loved pterodactyl wings.
It's a giant, all right. And you can also get an extra 15% off all appliances over $4.99 when you use your Sears card.
One appliance store helps more people with savings and solutions than any other. This is Sears. Exclusions apply. See store for details. Offer valid 7/28/23.
With a Sam's Club membership, you get incredible savings every time you shop. Not a member yet? Not a problem. Shop Sam's Club during our open house, August 2nd through 4th. Everyone's invited to shop the club with no membership required. Come in and see how much you can save at our Sam's Club open house this weekend only. Sam's Club. Join and save. Because life is better when you're in the club.
There are those curious about bitcoins and those using and making money with bitcoins. What are bitcoins? A bitcoin is the first decentralized currency that can be easily transferred from person to person over the internet. No bank needed. This means lower fees and accounts can never be frozen, limited, or closed. You are in control of your money. And the best part? You can start earning and making money with Bitcoins right away. No computer or expertise is required to earn money with Bitcoins, and a growing number of merchants now accept Bitcoins. Plus, they're easily exchanged for dollars, euros, and more. Learn more about the easiest, cheapest, most profitable way to enter the Bitcoin market and get paid every 2 weeks by one of the fastest-growing Bitcoin miners in the world at cloudhashing.com. Just like it sounds, cloudhashing.com. That's cloudhashing.com. We mine your business.
I have bought a few bottles of Heart and Body Extract and have to say that it certainly does work.
That's what Jack from Michigan had to say after his experience with heart pain and what he did to treat it with Heart and Body Extract.
I actually had a huge heart flutter. I was also having some edema around my ankles and very worrisome clot in my right leg that would happen from time to time while I was trying to sleep.
Heart and Body Extract is all natural with no negative side effects. It will help repair or correct past problems associated with the heart and body circulation.
After my second bottle of Heart and Body Extract, all problems are now gone.
Order at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305.
I ordered a third bottle of Heart and Body Extract for maintenance, as I want to keep everything working.
Order Heart and Body Extract at 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract for a long and healthy life.
Let's face it, Mr. Wiener, you're in the public eye. My tender heart tends to start to bleed. But may I suggest a makeover? I simply need to take over. You know I know exactly what you need. Can't you see it in my face? Oh, this is the toughest case I've yet to face. Don't worry, Carlos Danger is no more. He's out the door, and now for sure you will be popular, the right kind of popular. I'll teach you to zip your fly. You won't be that guy with a camera down his pants. Oh, I'll teach you what tweets to tweet, something clean and sweet. We'll make sure you get your chance to be popular, the right kind of popular. They'll think you've become a monk, though they've seen your junk. Now you'll play a different show. So let's start, cause you've got an awfully long way to go. Long
Christian, Kenneth Chenoweth, offering up some advice to Anthony Weiner on ways to be the right kind of popular.
This is sort of
a parody of the song Popular from the show Wicked, yes. So, all right, you want to listen to a little bit more of this, Jennifer?
Popular, there'll be no more sexy texts with your biceps flexed. You're roaming, I will roam no more.
Can you do that, too? I haven't.
You want to be the mayor? Stop acting like a big old whore.
All right. That's our video of the day, in fact.
Wow.
Thanks, Stefan.com. And this is the intro to our late night ramble into what some of the minds of these people who are interested in making us laugh are thinking and saying. For example, Conan O'Brien, Jay Leno, etc. Here we go with Conan.
There's a new car, true story, new car coming out from BMW that's partially made from hemp. Partially made from hemp, yeah. It's the only car in the world that people actually hope catches fire. Part of their 420 series. Folks, I'm zinging and zanging here.
Uh-oh. That Conan's really down with the kids' lingo.
Hell yeah.
This is kind of interesting. The state of Hawaii is now offering by homeless people a one-way ticket to anywhere they want to go, just to get them to leave the island. Why can't we offer this same deal to the mayor of San Diego? This could be our way out of this.
Yeah.
Exactly. Well, more problems for San Diego Mayor Bob Filner. An eighth woman has now come forward and accused him of unwanted sexual advances. First of all, do they really have to specify unwanted? Isn't every sexual advance unwanted from that guy? Is there anybody asking for that? No.
No. Ladies and gentlemen, I don't know if you knew about this, but the ban on giant sugary sodas has been overturned.
Yeah.
You can now go to 7-Eleven and get yourself a soda cup. There's one so big that Simon and Garfunkel had a reunion concert in it. It was... It's so big that Walenda guy walked across the top of it. I mean... We have sugary sodas the size of rooftop water tanks here in New York City.
Here's what everybody's talking about. It's still Anthony Weiner. Anthony Weiner, it's just not getting any better for this guy. Now, his campaign's communications director is in trouble for calling a former intern a slut bag.
Slut bag. Come on!
I don't know, yeah. But Weiner said that he'd take care of it. He promised to give them both, a good texting, too. And that's just nice. I appreciate that he's doing that. He really isn't helping himself. In an interview on Monday, Weiner refused to say whether or not he's still sexting with other women. He was like, look, for all I know, a few of them could be dudes. I don't know. I know. I could be getting catfished. I don't care.
Welcome to your Both Sides Minute, today with Ron Reagan and Eric Erickson, coming right up.
You're struggling with your mortgage. You think about it. You don't do anything but think about it.
What are we going to do if we lose the house? Where are we going to go?
At work.
I can't let anybody find out. I'm so embarrassed.
At dinner.
How can I tell the kids? It's going to wreck their lives.
And at 3 o'clock in the morning.
I don't know what to do. I don't know how to get through this. What's going to happen to us?
It's time to stop thinking. It's time to start dialing. Call 1-888-995-HOPE for a free government program that offers expert one-on-one advice about your mortgage options.
I'm all alone.
No, you're not. We've helped over a million homeowners, and we want to help you. And now there are more ways to help. But the program ends soon. Call 1-888-995-HOPE or visit makinghomeaffordable.gov. Brought to you by the U.S. Treasury, HUD, and the Ad Council.
Welcome back. Here's today's Both Sides question for Reagan and Erickson. The Weiner for mayor candidacy is obviously struggling after the latest revelations. Is what he said disqualifying or merely disgraceful?
The issue here, it's not the sex, it's the compulsion to keep doing it. The lack of self-control.
Eric was right. It's not the sexual aspect of this that's the disturbing part. It was consensual adults and nobody was hurt. Nobody was even touched, really. It's the compulsivity. The fact that he cannot help himself doing this, and the fact that he and apparently they, he and his wife, are not really dealing with this. And now he wants to be mayor of New York? I don't think I'm a prude when I say, go home, work this out, come back in a few years, we'll take another look at you, no pun intended.
I'm Mark Green. That was your Both Sides Minute with Ron Reagan and Eric Erickson.
America's number one source for independent talk radio for over a decade. We are the GCN Radio Network.
We live in a complicated society. Stressful issues are always popping up. Have you ever been treated unfairly by someone? Have you ever been overcharged for a repair? Have you ever signed a contract or a document, worried about identity theft? How many times have you been in those unique situations where you just wanted to call an attorney to find out if you're right or wrong, or what your legal rights are? But every time you think about calling an attorney, what do you think about first? That's right. Who do you call, and how much will it cost? Our friends at Legal Shield have found a solution. With a nationwide network of 6,900 attorneys who average 19 years of experience, Legal Shield's law firms take over 40,000 calls per week helping their members. For less than $20 per month, you can have access to Legal Shield on everything from the trivial to the traumatic. Let Legal Shield stand up for your rights at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com. Or call 855-340-SAVE, 855-340-7283.
Nutritious food is real body armor. It builds muscle, burns fat, improves digestion, and feeds the entire body the nutrients it needs. Did you know the U.S. government banned the hemp plant from growing in the United States and classified it as a Schedule 1 drug to hide it behind the marijuana plant? People have been confused about this plant for over 80 years, and many still don't know what hemp is. So now you know hemp is not marijuana, and marijuana is not hemp. They are different varieties of the same species. HempUSA.org wants the world to know these basic facts and to help people understand that hemp protein powder is the best-kept health secret you need to know about. Remember, hemp protein powder contains 53% protein, is gluten-free, anti-inflammatory, non-GMO, and is loaded with nutrients. Call 888-910-4367, 888-910-4367, and see what our powder, seeds, and oil can do for you. Only at HempUSA.org.
Are you still a traditional smoker? Now experience a new lifestyle and try vaping with e-cigarettes by LeCig. Imagine no ashes, stains, nasty smell, or coughing and hacking. With LeCig e-cigarettes' revolutionary microelectronic technology, rechargeable battery, and unique replaceable cartridge, you'll get all the benefits and satisfaction of smoking without the hazards. Choose your taste from a wide variety of our new American-made Vaporeon e-liquids at LeCig.com. And LeCig smokes the competition by serving thousands of worldwide customers with real people customer service, fast, free, same-day shipping, and a 30-day warranty and satisfaction guarantee. So are you ready for a new vaping lifestyle? Then call 870-518-4307. That's 870-518-4307. Or visit LeCig.com, spelled LeCig.com. LeCig e-cigarettes for today's modern smoker.
Good day program, talking about what's going on in the world, in your world, in our world. Jennifer Horn is part of your world, in our world, and so is Ken Kessler, who's monitoring Facebook.com/Good Day and Twitter at Good Day Show. What do we have, Kenny, that answers the call for some of the things that we have been talking about already, or if we go back and visit some of the responses to some of the things we talked about yesterday? I always like to keep people up to date. You can email Jennifer at DougStephan.com, too, by the way, or Doug or Kenny, same place, at DougStephan.com. So what do we have that's cooking?
Well, just now we posted the story about A-Rod possibly getting a lifetime ban, mm-hmm. and Carmen says, yes, you cheat, you are out. Why does this keep happening in baseball?
Well, it happens in every aspect of
life. I think it happens in other sports, but baseball's finally figured out how to crack down on it, I think.
Yeah. Well, are they really cracking down on it because they care? Well, what's really the motivation here? Because the illegal use of these enhancement drugs, I mean, we're talking about steroids, because that's really what's illegal, right? The rest of the stuff is all pretty legal. There are all kinds of ways you can do things to beef up your body that come from natural sources, creatine, and the stuff that comes from the cow's milk. It just went out of my mind. Whey, thank you. That stuff helps you to build up muscles, too, doesn't it?
I think so. It's like in protein shakes.
Yeah. So that's not going to hurt your body.
No, but I think this is like protein shakes on crack. You know what I mean? Like, this is like, I think, double, triple the strength of those kind of things.
And so what are we seeing for answers or response to that, Kenny?
Just that one so far. We also posted, I think it was yesterday when we were talking about Anthony Weiner and Bob Filner. We were asking if there was a politician that you thought was actually honorable.
Oh, right, yeah.
And Tia and Jack both say Gerald Ford.
Mm-hmm, he was.
That's
agree.
A good one. Yeah.
Yep. Very.
Sandy and
go that far back.
Sandy and Lisa both say Ronald Reagan.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. I think.
And Helen says an honorable politician is an oxymoron.
Ah. You knew they'd get a few of those there. 888-302-3684. Hi to the folks listening in Texas today and in Nevada, Michigan, Ohio, North Carolina, Arkansas, Pennsylvania, Michigan, Wisconsin, W-A-Y-Y. Hello, hello. Lake City, Florida, and the Jet. How do you do? Nice to have you along on the Good Day program. Let's have a couple of items from the people in the news department, Jennifer. Oh, Jay Simpson granted parole yesterday on some of the charges.
Right.
But he stays in jail for now. He was convicted on multiple charges. He faces at least four more years in prison on sentences that were ordered to run consecutive. Why did they bother to do this then? If they, he's paroled on some.
Right.
I don't get that. What's the point?
His right leg can leave prison, but his left leg has got to stay.
Well, I think this was his idea. He's trying to get out.
Yeah, he's lowering his charges inch by inch.
Oh, is that what it is? Right. So, when is the next parole hearing?
Who knows? But gosh, he looked so happy. He was laughing it up.
He looks pretty bad to me. I think he looks awful, frankly. Lindsay Lohan is out of rehab. She doesn't have one foot in and one foot out, but she stayed a couple of extra days. And so now what happens with her, Jennifer?
Let's see. Now I think that she is going to court-ordered therapy and stuff like that, which I think is good. She's got to have 50-minute therapy sessions three times a week, according to a judge. She's going to go take a couple of days off. She's going to go on Monday to host Chelsea Lately, and then she's going to go to London. She's going to come back and do an interview with Oprah that I think will air on the 17th of August.
Oprah says she hates the N-word.
Yeah.
Well, why is that news?
I don't know.
I said there's
a big... she's on a press junket tour for this new movie.
Yeah.
And that she's in, and she was saying no friend of hers would be using that word. She said, maybe it shows my age, but I feel strongly about the N-word. I always think of the millions of people who heard that as their last word
as
they were hanging from a tree. And I think she's right, because a lot of the young kids, the young kids are always like, you know, just throwing that word out like it's nothing.
Yeah.
It's a pretty powerful word.
It is, but the most powerful statement that I saw, this is a Parade magazine interview that is supposed to be, I think, published this weekend. The most graphic visual that you get out of that is it's the last word as you're hanging on a tree.
Absolutely.
That you heard before your neck was snapped.
Yep.
You dirty, rotten N-er.
Mm-hmm.
Yep. Yep. That's, I take or leave Oprah. Much of the time.
She's right about this. And, you know, I hope that some of the younger kids, and who knows if they will realize that that word means something, because it's just thrown around in rap songs.
But you see, because the education system, we were having this discussion earlier on today before you came on, Jennifer, the discussion of the educational system and what it does or it doesn't do, and how so many people don't know much about anything because the system has been so watered down by... And so people ask the question, how did it get so watered down? Why is it so watered down? Why doesn't it work? Why aren't children taught what they need to know about the history of our country versus a lot of information that doesn't pertain to our country has to do... one of the points that came up, Kenny, I think, was we learn a lot about bombing Hiroshima and Nagasaki, studying World War II, but we don't know a lot about the March to Bataan. And the March to Bataan, for those of you who don't even know it now, was when the Japanese rounded up all the Americans and did unspeakable things to hundreds, if not thousands, of American soldiers. And it was the reason that after the war, it took so long for many Americans to forgive the Japanese, because of the horrors, the inhumane, horrible stuff. You say, well, war is inhumane. But these people, the savageness and the brutality that was exemplified in the Death March to Bataan, It told you something about the psyche of these people.
Mm-hmm.
And that's something that Japan is the most racist country on the face of the planet. Granted, we get along with them now and things have turned around and this, that, or the other thing. But you will not find many people who feel comfortable who are not like the Japanese who live in Japan. They just don't, they aren't there. It's not like a melting pot at all.
Mm-hmm. But, you know, instead of teaching that part of the story in school, we teach about the internment camps that we had for the Japanese.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. We're bad.
A lot of the curriculum is always about the evils that the United States has done, or, you know, it's
so
instead
how did that
of focusing
start?
On the
Why?
Whole story.
Why is that? Why do we have people who feel that that's, I mean, you can't make this stuff up, folks. You know that this is going on. People have this prejudice, and it's okay to have both sides taught, but to have only one side taught is almost unspeakable.
Well, I think that's almost, I mean, we could get into a long conversation here, but I think that's almost the demise of our country and our standing with the world is that, you know, we go in and we do these things and then we just apologize for them later, or we, you know, we say
Iraq,
we shouldn't have done that, or, you know,
examples of that.
And it's like, you can't either just go in and do it and don't apologize and be the superpower, or think before we do a lot of this stuff. And, you know, but I don't understand why we force feed that to our kids when we only force feed half the story, because we're just really doing a self-fulfilling prophecy now. If the Americans are afraid to do anything, we're afraid to identify people, you know, black, white, whatever. It's kind of just junky. I don't know why we're doing that.
Self-defeating is
what
it is. It's
self-defeating. That's the word I was looking for. Better than junky.
Yeah. 17 before the hour. Doug Steffens' Good Day program, going through dozens and dozens of stories every day. A lot of gay couples began tying the knot in Minneapolis. Minnesota became the latest state to legalize same-sex marriage. So we got Illinois legalizing pot and Minnesota legalizing gay marriage. Or it's not same-sex marriage, excuse me. So there were, I don't know, it looks like about a dozen or so people got married right after midnight at the Minneapolis City Hall saying, I do. And as far as I'm concerned, I'm all for this. All for anybody being together that feels better about their lives than they were when they were single. If two people can come together and love and adore one another and be good for one another and help each other out, there's nothing else to the discussion as far as I'm concerned. Nothing.
I just don't know why the government even has to be involved.
It shouldn't be involved in marriage.
It should be, exactly. It should be in all marriage. The government should not be involved.
Exactly, yeah.
And so I don't know why this becomes such a big argument. If you can find a church who will marry you, then get married. You know, I just hate the fact that the government has to be involved in every little bit of our lives now.
Go into the chapel and we're gonna get married. Go into the chapel and we're gonna get married. Gee, I really love you. I haven't sung that. I can't remember the last time I even heard that song. So I got that far with it, Kenny, anyway. I could have gone on, but
thank goodness.
It's probably time for us to take a deep breath. All right, it's 17 before the hour on Good Day.
Musicians, it's Guitar Center's birthday, and this weekend we're kicking off a month-long party. It's Guitar Center's 49th anniversary celebration. Now through Sunday, save big on gear throughout the store. Like exclusive Shure white microphones, $39. Maytag steel piccolo snare drums, 81% off list, $49. Score anniversary exclusives, bundles, and instant rebates on top brands like Fender, Gibson, Martin, Yamaha, Mackie, Presonus, Tama, Zildjian, and more. Plus, get special financing. Guitar Center's 49th anniversary celebration. Don't miss it.
Suffering from allergy congestion? Allegra D decongests. Allegra D depressurizes so you can breathe. Allegra D, a fast, non-drowsy antihistamine plus a powerful decongestant that gives you 24 hours of congestion-free breathing. It even reduces swelling that can cause congestion and pressure. Allegra D, defense against allergy congestion.
Look for Allegra D at the pharmacy counter. Starts working in 1 hour. Applies to first dose only. Use only as directed. Visit Allegra.com.
When it comes to great style, it's not just about the clothes. I'm Risa Jill Miller. Fragrance can inspire some of the season's hottest looks, like flirty lace, floral print, and bold colors. Renowned style icon and new Caress Fabulista Lala Anthony shares beauty secrets and style tips for flaunting what's fabulous.
Fragrance sets the tone for my day, from how I feel to what I wear. Let fragrance inspire you to live fabulously every day, starting with the alluring fragrance of new Caress Tempting Whisper Fine Fragrance Elixir Body Wash. It has scents of white peony and red plum that last long after you've showered. Pair it with Playful Print for an amazing look.
Tempt your senses with alluring fragrances this summer. For more fashion tips and beauty secrets from style icon Lala Anthony, plus to enter daily for a chance to win prizes by showing how you live life fabulously every day, visit Caress on Facebook. I'm Risa Jo Miller.
So with your Shop Your Way e-coupons, and after redeeming your Shop Your Way rewards points on this purchase, your total is $12.32.
Great. Here you go. And would you please send me an e-receipt?
Sure thing. Thanks and have a great day.
Shop Your Way rewards members earn points on all qualifying purchases and get e-coupons, private sales, and so much more. Get your free membership today at ShopYourWay.com. Subject to full program terms available at ShopYourWay.com.
I like saving money. In fact, to save on lunches, every day I pack myself a sandwich on whole wheat bread. It's healthy, plus it keeps people who are gluten-free from stealing my lunch. Another good way to save money is to switch your car insurance to Geico. They've even got a special discount for people that are gluten-free. Nah, not really. Well, that's not a bad idea.
For a free rate quote, visit Geico.com to see how much you could save. Geico, 15 minutes could save you 15% or more on car insurance.
This is Mary, mother of three, walking through her front door right after she saved $93 back to school shopping at Kohl's.
What a feeling!
And this is Mary walking her dog in the rain.
I can't have it all, now I'm dancing for my life.
And this is Mary at the dentist.
Get the feeling of great savings on the brands your kids want for back to school at Kohl's biggest back to school sale Friday and Saturday. Kohl's, expect great things.
Expect good things, hopefully great things, from the Good Day Gang getting together every day to discuss some of the issues of the day, what's going on in the world. Another jewelry heist.
Another one.
In Cannes yesterday, the fourth latest robbery.
This guy gets out of jail, I'm telling you.
Well,
maybe it's a girl.
There have been $136 million worth of gems stolen since this past weekend, I think.
Mm-hmm.
A couple of men wearing hats and sunglasses armed with an automatic pistol and a hand grenade went into a store and left with 40 watches. They spoke French.
Oui.
Can police getting reinforcements from other cities to stop all of these thefts? Is it not a very good advertisement for going to Cannes to enjoy?
I know.
Is there? But the movie stuff's going on there now. How often during the year does this stuff? It seems like you read more
about
often than not.
The Cannes Film Festival.
Yeah, is
that's
it only
once a year? I think, but they have other events there.
They do. Ever been there?
No, I want to though. I've always wanted to go to the south of France. I think it's beautiful.
Monte Carlo intrigues me.
Me too. It's probably junk, but doesn't it just sound like it's the place where the fancy people?
Well, I know Justin Hayward from the Moody Blues lives there,
and he
loves it. For a lot of different reasons, including the fact that it's a tax haven.
Really?
Yeah. You can
well,
go
let's
there.
Go.
Yeah. Hoo-ha. So, I was going to do a 2020 news quiz question on this lady, and I think I'll wait for a little bit to do it, so I'm not going to give this away. I was talking or thinking about some of the people that are in the news today. Jennifer Aniston says that she needed therapy after she split from Brad Pitt.
Mm-hmm.
Why is that news? When you have, I mean, I feel like I need therapy sometimes when I have things happen to me personally. What's the deal? Why do these people become so self-absorbed? So she needs
therapy. The thing is that in her defense, she mentioned it in another press junket. They were doing an interview, she and Jason Sudeikis. And so everybody that comes in there asks her about all of her past loves and her current loves. And then they take that one statement and then they put it in every magazine and every gossip site that she needed therapy. Who cares?
Yeah.
Everybody needs therapy after their marriage
falls apart. Right, or relationships. And by the way, it's good for you. People run away from it like there was something wrong with it. You need to go to a doctor to take care of your heart and your lungs and your liver and your spleen and whatever other things may be bothering you or hurting you physically. If you've got a mental hurt, then you ought to take care of it the same way. The problem is there aren't a lot of good people to see. It's hard to find people who really know, they'll listen to you, but how do they help? That's what you go to. You go to a doctor if you have a problem with your stomach, you want him to help you, right?
Yeah.
And so if you
sometimes you need a brain doctor.
Right, exactly. An attitude adjustment or some such thing. But we have this really silly attitude toward, I don't want to deal with my feelings. Why? Your feelings are the most important thing about you. And if you have a good, healthy brain, it's the mind-body sort of spirit or soul connection. Mind healthy, body healthy. Mind not healthy, body not going to be very healthy. All right, how's that? That's pretty strong pronouncement, huh? Thank you. 51 after a good day.
Springtime is sale time at Herbal Healer Academy. Current customers know this is the time to save big and stock up at HerbalHealer.com. New customers, welcome to the web's best place to save on vitamins, minerals, and more. Right now, Herbal Healer's spring specials include our 500 parts per million colloidal silver, all sizes on sale. CoQ10 with Hawthorn, Colon Enhancer, Sea Cucumber, Super Fam and Super Male Plex, plus Glucosamine Chondroitin, our best selling liquid CalMag vitamin D, and our colloidal minerals, all on sale for spring at HerbalHealer.com. And Herbal Healer also offers certificate correspondence courses in natural medicine. Enjoy same-day shipping and free online newsletter. Log on to our nation's leader in supplying quality natural medicine and education since 1988. Herbal Healer Academy at HerbalHealer.com.
When you need it the most, will your generator, power equipment, or vehicle be ready? Gas and diesel fuels go bad quickly when stored, and more than half of generator failures during disasters occur as a result of expired fuel. PRI fuel stabilizers keep your fuel fresh for when you need it most. Nuclear power stations, emergency service providers, and ships at sea rely on PRI fuel stabilizers. And you can too. Call 888-776-9373 or visit PRIproducts.com to find the dealer nearest you.
The Obama administration is targeting people just like you. The IRS, FBI, and NSA are scrambling to collect every bit of information about you. Find out how to protect yourself from government spies at privacyradio.com. But hurry, they do not want you to know about this. It's the story of an American patriot and his struggle against big government. Don't wait. This video could mysteriously go down at any time. Go to privacyradio.com before it's too late. That's privacyradio.com.
Technology time, tech talk time. Lots of things to talk about here today, from Facebook to your computer. We'll start with our reporter Shelley Palmer, who's interested in this new device to track your dog's fitness levels. We have talked with Warren Eckstein about FitBark, so we'll find out more about this device and how you can use it with your dog in just a moment here on Good Day.
75 years ago, the ballpoint pen was introduced. That happens to be around the same time that Geico started saving people money on their car insurance. All of a sudden, people had more money in their checkbooks to buy all kinds of things to make their lives better. And with all that extra money in their checkbooks, thank goodness they now had a ballpoint pen to sign all those checks.
For a free rate quote, visit Geico.com to see how much you could save. Geico, 15 minutes could save you 15% or more on car insurance.
Love hardwood flooring? Then you gotta get the Lumber Liquidators Hardwood Flooring Sale. Over 60 varieties of hardwood are on sale from just $1.69 a square foot. We've got hard-to-find exotic Sapele hardwood for just $2.96. You could pay twice as much for a comparable floor at other stores. Plus, get incredible deals on over 30 premium Bellawood pre-finished hardwood floors and special extended financing. Hurry, our hardwood flooring sale is going on now. Visit LumberLiquidators.com or get to your local store today.
Today on Shelley Palmer Digital Living, fitness tracking devices like Fitbit and Nike's FuelBand are one of the fastest growing markets in the tech world. FitBark, the world's tiniest wireless activity tracker for dogs, plans to bring this type of gadget to the canine world. FitBark attaches to your dog's collar and monitors his or her activity through the day and lets you check how active your dog has been through a companion smartphone app. The tracker is lightweight, rugged, and water resistant, so no matter what trouble your dog may get into, it should come away undamaged. The coolest part part about FitBark is that the app can receive data from other trackers like Fitbit and FuelBand, so you can compare your dog's activity levels with your own. FitBark reached its $35,000 Kickstarter goal within just a few days and still has nearly a month to go before its crowdfunding period ends. If you want to back the project, you can claim one of the first 250 units with a $59 pledge on Kickstarter today. Follow me on Twitter at Shelley Palmer or go to ShelleyPalmer.com to learn more about it.
For Doug Stevens' Good Day, I'm Shelley Palmer.
Did you get Abe Lincoln's Snapchat? It totally emancipated my thinking.
Yeah, people didn't realize that he wasn't just a progressive leader. He was also a humorist.
And that Spotify playlist from Brahms put me to sleep.
Marie Antoinette keeps posting pics of cake, hoping people will like her. I totes commented, hashtag abolish monarchy, hashtag guillotine.
What a drama queen.
Alex Bell keeps tweeting at me. Just because he invented the phone doesn't mean he can keep blowing up mine.
Smartphones are like tutors that work 24/7. So send your student back to school with a smartphone from Sprint. Buy one Samsung Galaxy S4 for $199.99 or a Galaxy S3 for $99.99 and get the same model free after $50 mail-in rebate. Make the most of your new phones with unlimited data and 4G LTE, all while on the Sprint network. Visit a Sprint store or Sprint.com.
Offer ends 8/15/13. Rebate via reward card. Coverage and offer not everywhere or on all plans. Subject to 2-year agreement, credit, activation, and early termination fee. Excludes taxes, network use, rules, and restrictions apply. See store for details.
The Doug Good Day program is a commercial. Some of you heard about data, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. The question has been raised, Jennifer, about Facebook and the fact that it profits from your data. And the question is, why, if they profit, can't you profit? How does this work? Can we? Can we get some money? I want some money out of Facebook. Where do I sign up?
Well, Ken, go ahead. Oops.
Oh, I was going to say, it's not out of Facebook, but Facebook is the big example. They take your information. So the thinking on this is that you should be able to give your information to who you want and be able to get perks. They're suggesting that if airlines have your information, they might trade you an upgrade or a free ticket or something like that. So that you should be able to benefit from everyone else mining your data.
Mm-hmm. And so where does that, that's what somebody has proposed. Where did this idea come from?
Yeah, that's a couple guys at a site called Mashable, which is a big social media website, have come up with this idea that that people should be able to do this, and they're pitching it. I think they're pitching it to some different companies now. I'm sure there are plenty of people out there who would love to be able to have your information.
Yeah, right. Mm-hmm. All right, Jennifer, this may be a television story of sorts. There's a new app that tells you when the commercials are over. How would you
I love this. It's a new app for Apple that alerts you when, in real time, when your TV programming returns from a commercial break. So what it does is you put in what you're watching, it'll sync up to hear exactly where you are audio and video-wise, and then it'll deliver a push notification to your mobile device once what you're watching comes back on. So right now, it's just beta testing, and you can use it in New York City for ABC, CBS, CNN, ESPN, Fox, NBC, TNT, TBS, and USA, which is kind of fun. Yeah, I love that idea.
There's a new study that indicates 36% of us are guilty of cursing or punching our computers. There's a poll about that at DougStephan.com.
There's a guy named Dr. Wallach who is anything but your typical doctor, both a veterinarian and a naturopathic physician. Doc asks, why is this country spending more money on health care, by far, and ranking 50th in health and longevity worldwide? Doc believes that people should empower themselves with a basic understanding of nutrition, taking charge of their life, and attaining optimal health and longevity through nutrition, not by toxic pharmaceutical drugs that lead to side effects that require more expensive and toxic pharmaceutical drugs. Talk about being dependent on drug companies to our own destruction, no less. This is clearly a deadly recipe. Doc Wallach's message is resonating with an increasing number of Americans who are waking up to all the government and big pharma manipulation of our health and healthcare system. I like what Doc Wallach is saying and doing to enlighten people about healthcare, and I've joined forces with him to help this tireless crusader spread his message. Visit BrightSideBen.com and listen to Doc Wallach's deadly recipe lectures. It makes a lot of sense, and I invite you to join our Brightside Ben team. Go to BrightSideBen.com. That's www.BrightSideBen.com.